Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray, I know. Settle down. I'm excited too. Ray's back. He's an 18-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, author of a number of books, including the amazingly awesome Warrior Monk series, a Pastor Stephen Grant novel series, 129 editions right now, I think, out is last count. He's our good friend Ray. Welcome back.
Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. So how many Pastor Stephen Grant? Is it 129 now? Is that right?
If only. Now, the 11th book was just published.
11th.
The 11th thriller/mystery, Deep Rough, a Pastor Stephen Grant novel. That was just
prolific. He is so prolific.
And by the way, later this month on the nonfiction front, I've got a new book coming out called Free Trade Rocks, 10
no.
Points on International Trade Everyone Should Know.
You produced another a business book? Good for you. So when is that coming out?
That comes out officially September 24th.
I don't have my copy.
I will get you a copy.
All right.
Trust
so
me,
we'll have to do that. So I want to talk some more about that when it comes out. So, all right, you've been noodling around with some new research that you found and on the, you call it self-employment, not entrepreneurship, Americans and self-employment. And this is a different, we're nuancing all of that differently these days, aren't we? This, the self-employed, small business, entrepreneurship.
Well, I don't think we should.
It's different, isn't it?
Well, I don't think we should, quite frankly. You know, I've written a few pieces over the last, two or three weeks, and one title has self-employment, and the other two certainly have entrepreneurship in them. So I think if you're I'm an old school economist here. If you own and operate a business, those two things, own and operate it, then you're an entrepreneur.
Well, you and I are the same way. I'm not an economist, although I play one on the radio sometimes. I agree with you. And see, what I spent the last 30 years trying to convince people who think of themselves as being self-employed, that they're small business owner, contractors, telling contractors, you're a small business owner. The lady we have a masseuse, you know, that comes around every once in a while. I try to help her understand that she's a small business owner. But now they're calling those people gig economy folks, aren't they? A lot of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, it's kind of the latest little whatever.
What do you think about that term? Is that troublesome? Is it unproductive, or do you think it's handy?
Actually, I think it's handy because if it connects with a certain generation, let's say, not to sound old, but
right.
if it connects with a certain set of people, let's put it that way.
But it sounds temporary to me, doesn't it? I mean, when
fine.
I think of gig, doesn't it sound temporary?
Well, I think you and I, in terms of how we think of a gig, right? Oh, I got a gig
right.
Next Friday or something like that. Yes, but I think, again, I think there's a whole different set of people that view that word a little bit differently. And if that makes them connect with entrepreneurship in some way, then I'm all for it.
Right. Well, and so do you think that any of the gig activity wind its way into this research that you found? Because in other words, if you've got a, I know people who have a full-time job, but they're doing night work. They're doing something at night, and that's a gig for them, right? They're driving Uber or they're delivering pizza or something.
Right.
So, I mean, but do you think any of that kind of thing found its way into this research?
Yeah, no, I think so, absolutely. And it's interesting, you know, these three pieces that I did are the positive look, offering some hope, celebrating entrepreneurship. Because I'm looking for things like that, because when you look at the overall numbers, whether you want to look at self-employment data, employer firms, non-employer firms, all the ways that economists and the government identify or define entrepreneurs and businesses, you know, the numbers there have not been great in terms of looking at them over the last, you know, recent stretch of time.
Well, Kaufman research published a couple of years ago showed that millennials were not as entrepreneurial as the older generations.
Right. So when you go back to like 2006, post 2006, we've seen a decline in the general level of entrepreneurship, no matter how you want to look at it. So I'm intrigued by some of these polls and surveys that are saying that, yes, people still understand, they still want to be entrepreneurs.
I think the economy is having a whole lot to do with that, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. What could be causing this resurgence in entrepreneurship? And I agree with the research and Ray on with. We'll be right back after these messages. 22. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.